Time for a look at entertainment news with Robert Thompson, director of the Bleier Center for Television and Popular Culture at Syracuse University. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. So we had some sad news, especially for fans of him here in Sonoma County. Our very own Santa Rosa George Siegel passed away. It was complications from a bypass surgery, I believe.
That's right. And, of course, he already was a big star. Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, A Touch of Class, the usual line of things. But I think a show that gets underappreciated, that's still on the air. I'm not sure if they were going to be renewed for another season, but this show, The Goldbergs.
Right.
George Siegel really was the heart and soul of that show. It's technically about this little kid. It's narrated by him. But without that grandfather character, which George Siegel played so beautifully, I don't know how that show could possibly go on or if the plan was that it was going to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is a tough loss. Of course, we heard his voice so often here. His stepson owns a couple of restaurants in Sonoma County, and he would provide the voice for those. So just a great actor and a sad loss. Let's also talk.
And you can tell that voice from a mile away.
You certainly
you know
can.
Immediately that George Siegel.
Yes, you do. Very distinctive voice. Let's talk about the Snyder Cut of the Justice League and reaction to it being released here recently.
Yeah, well, like 4 hours long, and the original plan was it might be a series. I mean, I'm of two minds of these. I guess people, the idea of what is the, you know, what's the real movie? But we've been doing this kind of thing for a long time. Mm-hmm. Most of the movies that I saw growing up, the great movies, The Godfather, the first time I ever saw that was on television. They cut it for swearing and content. They cut it for time. So we've been getting these other cuts for other reasons for a long time. This, though, this idea that it's a whole new movie with a whole new release and all the rest of it is kind of interesting. Critical acclaim for the Snyder Cut seems to be better for the original, but that isn't saying much.
Right, yes. The original Joss Whedon one was not taken very well by critics. But also
or
this,
by the box office,
right,
for that matter.
Yeah. But the situation as to why Snyder had to stop because of the death of his daughter, I think, is also a unique,
right.
unique aspect of all of this as well.
Right, that is a different kind of story, and also now with the streaming services, the opportunity to release, even if you didn't have extenuating circumstances or a film that didn't do very well, the opportunity to now to take all this stuff that you originally shot, release it as a movie the first time, and now with all these other places to go, the idea of kind of perpetually editing these films, I suppose, could be a new business model. To some extent, George Lucas
was doing that
Star Wars movies from the beginning. Yeah.
Yes, he was. And also, how many different versions of Blade Runner are there out there? So it's not new.
Right. And sometimes you really don't know, okay, which is the official one? And that's not clear in a lot of cases.
Yeah. Let's also talk about Dr. Oz as the host of Jeopardy. There's a big push to get his time as the temporary host cut short.
Yeah, and this started, he only began, he's doing a two-week stint. It started on Monday. This is what, only Thursday. And it's already old news that not only fans, but 600 contestants on mm-hmm. Jeopardy signed a petition to get him off. The big complaint, of course, is that Jeopardy is all about this sort of bastion of fact. There's a right answer and the wrong answer. And Dr. Oz, of course, has got a long history in the eyes of a lot of people, including medical organizations, of talking about things that are have a casual relationship with fact. His conversion therapy stuff, his connections, vaccines to autism, a bunch of other things that he's talked about, which doesn't pass the usual medical muster kind of thing. Yet here he is on Jeopardy, and that's got a lot of people who are not Dr. Oz fans quite upset. Put it this way, I think given all the conversation we've had in the mere first days of his thing, I don't think he's going to be the permanent
Jeopardy. Yeah, probably not. I think his chances are pretty much zero. And then I do want to talk with you. Have you seen the latest Disney Marvel effort, The Falcon and the Winter Soldier? Have you seen the first episode?
I have seen it. And once again, I think this stuff that Disney Plus and Marvel are doing are continue to be interesting.
Yes, very much so. And I think this one is maybe a little bit more towards the traditional Marvel feeling. It opened up
Definitely.
With a really big, fun action sequence, an aerial fight that was actually, I was gasping at some of the things that they were doing. Very, very fun. But then also, because it is a 6-episode series, it can slow down. It did a lot of character development in the first episode, which was very interesting. And I was talking with Daniel that the possibility of setting up the Falcon, the Sam Wilson character, as the next Captain America certainly is a possibility and something we could see by the end of this run.
It sure looks like that. And you're right, it's only 6 episodes, which means that all 6 of these episodes aren't going to log in that much longer than the Snyder Cut.
Right.
It'll be longer, but not a whole lot. Yeah,
that's true. Well, always fun to talk with you, and we'll check in again next week.
Can't wait. Thanks a lot.
That is Robert Thompson. He is the director of the Blyer Center for Television and Popular Culture at Syracuse University.